back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Whether you're listening to this over the air or on the new Devil Radio app, you have access to us 24/7. The new Devil Radio app, very proud of it. Download it from Apple or Google app stores off of our website. Put it on your phone. Take it everywhere. You have instant access to Devil Radio. Now, in addition to Senate Bill 1 that's being debated today, and they're going to tie it up, Republicans, Moscow Mitch, with all sorts of meaningless amendments and objections, trying to slow it down, trying to slow down fair voting. We also have the passage prospects for Biden's $4 trillion package that's part infrastructure and part families. $2.3 trillion for infrastructure, $1.8 trillion for families, including child care and preschool and a lot of other good things. Now, right now, we have a 50-50 split in the Senate. 50 Democratic votes. Some of them are actually independents, like Angus King of Maine. Bernie Sanders of Vermont was an independent. I don't know if he's running as a Democrat now, but their votes are solid. But 50-50, Kamala Harris comes in and breaks the tie. But 50-50 means that Joe Manchin has to vote for it. 50-50 means that Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona has to vote for it. And both of them have expressed some misgivings. So the word now is, this just in, that Joe Biden personally and Joe Manchin, the two Joes, are sitting down in the White House huddling regarding breaking up this package into the $2.3 trillion for infrastructure and the $1.8 trillion for families. Now, what does that mean? I think it's a good sign in the sense that it may signal that Manchin, and if Manchin does it, Sinema go along with it, would vote for something, but they want some adjustments. Okay, fine, some adjustments. That happened in the last COVID relief bill. Joe Biden wanted a $600 supplement to unemployment comp. Manchin, for whatever reason, didn't want it. I don't know why. I mean, it's not like there aren't people in West Virginia who are unemployed and who would need the money, but for whatever reason, they agreed on $300 supplement. Okay, but then everything else passed. It was a significant victory. I suspect that what Manchin is doing is he's talked to a lot of folks in West Virginia, and there must be some kind of a consensus where he believes that if there's some tweak or adjustment to this, it'll be more palatable when he runs for re-election. I have no idea what it is, and I have no idea if Biden can accommodate him on it, but he's certainly sitting down with him. Joe Biden is a master at negotiation and making the other guy feel as if he won, as if he's important, and he is. In Joe Biden's eyes, he's important. And Joe Manchin is a good guy. He's a reasonable guy. I get very tired some of his talk, especially on Senate Bill 1 on voting rights. That's something that has got to pass, and there have to be minimal, if any, tweaks to it. But this one, Joe Manchin and Joe Biden sitting down in the White House, and probably on the phone too, and by Zoom, secure Zoom, about breaking up the $4 trillion package. Now, some people say, no, we're absolutists. You can't break it up. I don't care what they do as long as they pass it. I don't care what they do as long as they pass it. And if they have to give it a haircut, a shave an inch off the beard, whatever it is, pass it. For the president, pass it. So some of this is going to be for the first 2 years of community college, the tuition is free. I think that's a great idea. Let's get people with more education. High school education now is not going to cut it in the new economy. And certainly less than high school isn't going to cut it. Requires training, technical training. And people also have to be encouraged to go to college. And any financial impediments have to be addressed. So that's one thing. child care. You know, people are leaving their kids in unsafe conditions, or women can't work. Women were the ones that took the biggest hit in the pandemic, you know. They were disproportionately the ones that were laid off, and more importantly, they were disproportionately the ones that couldn't go back to work. What, are you going to leave a 1- and a 3-year-old alone in an apartment all day? You can't do that. You can't do that. So there are a lot of things addressed in this that have been talked about in the Democratic Party platform for a long time, and now they're coming to fruition. So the two Joes, Manchin and Biden, huddling, I hope in person, maybe by Zoom, secure Zoom and telephone, whatever it is, talking about splitting up this package into component parts and then perhaps giving a haircut to some of those component parts. So stand by. I don't know where that's going to end up. I don't know if it's going to end up in an agreement between them, but Joe Biden is insistent. And Joe Manchin, you know something? You can say all you want. Yeah, he's a senator from West Virginia. When the president puts the arm on him, when the president squeezes him of his own party, Joe Manchin has got to respond, and Joe Manchin will respond. He will respond. One other favorable development, there is a committee in Congress, the Oversight Committee, chaired by Carolyn Maloney of New York, that is circulating a reform of the U.S. Post Office. Remember Louis DeJoy? Remember that guy? That guy should have been dragged out of office immediately. He's the one that destroyed over 700 mail sorting machines that did sort of 30,000 pieces of mail in an hour to stop ballots being mailed, screwed up the mail for months, screwed up even Christmas mail. This guy's bad news. He has to get out there, and the Board of Governors, the trustees of the Post Office, Joe Biden hadn't substituted enough Democrats in there to do the job. Well, Carolyn Maloney and her committee are doing the job. The first thing they're going to do in their bill is eliminate the requirement that the Post Office in advance fund retiree health benefits. That costs $5 billion a year. FedEx doesn't have to. UPS doesn't have to. Only the Post Office has to, and then Congress doesn't give them the money to do it. It started in 2006 under George W. Bush, a sneaky way to benefit UPS, FedEx. The guy who invented FedEx, who started FedEx, graduated from Yale University in 1968, along with George W. Bush, and they were both members of a secret society called Skull and Bones. So you tell me, George W. Bush goes, oh, well, maybe we'll have the Post Office pre-fund $5 billion a year in health benefits, and the Republican Party won't give them any money to do it, okay? In the long run, they want to privatize the mail. But the fact is that the Post Office is mentioned in the U.S. Constitution. George Washington wanted it in the U.S. Constitution. So did James Madison and Benjamin Franklin, Alexander Hamilton and John Jay, Thomas Jefferson. So don't shine me with a lot of Louis DeJoy action, okay? Or George W. Bush. They're not in the same league. They're not in the same league. And the new bill would also require workers and enable workers to enroll in Medicare. There's a fund, there's a Medicare for government and retirees, health plan. So they'll be taken care of. That alone will start to make the Post Office solvent and will stop the Skull and Bones maneuver, which is designed to help FedEx and inadvertently UPS. Going to the lines. First in line, there's several people. Pizza Box Mike, my friend. Thanks for calling. My co-host, Pizza Box Mike. What's on your mind today, Pizza Box?
Well, you know, I'm leaving Trump country in Wisconsin right now, way up north. And I got to tell you, I feel a little bit better than when I usually leave here. You have to pick and choose your spots to be able to talk about any social issues around here because there's so many people that are, you know, really angry. But I was talking to a woman at the local Quick Trip. She was the biggest and strongest and most vibrant person I've seen working there. And we had a good conversation and waking up to the fact that, you know, the legislators had a whole year off and didn't lose a thing over it. In fact, made gains by taking PPPs because I know all the statistics. So I can talk to a few people And now it's going to spread. And they're upset. And they know that the legislators in this state, the Republicans, are burning them. And we just got to keep pounding this message, man. Get out there, folks. Let people know that you care, too, and that you're one of them. It's not a Republican-Democrat thing. It's about what we all need to do together. And there's a way to do it. We just got to keep pounding this message.
That's a good point, Pizza Box. And, you know, it really comes down to retail. It really comes down to just humanity. Get out there. When people hear our message and hear what we're talking about, you know, letting people vote. What's so controversial about letting people vote? Anyway, listen to Pizza Box Mike every Saturday at noon. It's a great show. Welcome, Pizza Box Mike. Going back to the lines, Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Hey, my hat's off to Pizza Box. Boy, he kind of took the wind out of my sails when he talked about where it's about humanity. It's about community. It's not about left or right. It's about what's best for all of us as a whole. You know, if Biden's worst move was to help the children and the mothers and the indigent at the border and give them a better life as opposed to turning them back to a certain death, I'm all for it. Yeah, it's going to cost us money. Yeah, it's going to be difficult. But back in the Reagan years, those gates weren't even there. I mean, there was just a flow. Nobody complained about it. Why? Because we're a useful workforce, and we still do. We have to look out for what's best for America. And those criminals we face have taken vows to uphold that, but they just turn and run. Agenda-driven with those people. If they lead with their wallets, Democrats lead with their hearts. I truly believe that 100%. We have to expose them for what they are and their agenda. That doesn't mean, as you said many times, not all the Republicans. We should support Liz Cheney. We should support Mitt Romney. They want what's best for the country, not what's best for individuals. And last but not least, with Trump's association with Russia, look at the Russian oligarchs. That's what Trump admired, these wealthy people that could get away with murder, literally, in Russia. He thought that was a great way to live.
Bill, I have to go to a break. Luke is dragging me off the air. I'm going to respond to you after the break. You had some very good stuff. I'm going to unpack it a little bit. Thanks very much for calling in, Bill. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.